Long Summer Day by R.F. Delderfield. Read by Jonathan Oliver. In all corners of the West, there are Craddocks and Potters, Codsalls and Pitts, Tozers and Stokes, Timberlakes and Willoughbys. No person in this book is intended to represent a living character, but rather a race of people in a corner of the country as old as time. Similarly, there are hundreds of Shallowfords, scores of Sorrel Valleys. If any reader is looking for identification, let him seek it in the national spirit that, even in this day and age, still quickens the people of provincial England. Chapter 1. 1. He left the carriage, ascended the short flight of steps, and walked briskly past the dozing porter sitting in the deep shade of the portico. A small, neat man in dark, well-cut city clothes and glossy topper. He did not look incongruous out here in the open country, under a blistering sun, but like a confident rook, or perhaps a raven, with years of combative experience well behind him. A sleek, utterly self-possessed, and, in a subdued sense, deadly raven, with a bill best avoided. The porter did not see him until he was inside the cool hall, and in the act of turning the polished handle of the door marked Matron, Private. The man rubbed sleep from his eyes and shouted, "Hi there! You can't!" But the dapper man with the jutting Van Dyke beard was already inside with the door closed behind him, and the porter, baffled and dismayed, hesitated.